Kambo au Hibararasaburi. Assalamu alaikum to all my Muslim brothers and sisters. Welcome to another wonderful and spiritual filled episode of Spiritual Vitamins. I am your host and your brilliant teacher, the chosen one. I had to do this episode, everybody, because I felt it in my spirit that I needed to. Most of yesterday, I spent the day outside talking with people and doing interviews and speaking with people about MLK Day. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was a man of a particular caliber. You're not going to find those type of men today. That man had a certain thing about him that made him special. But I hate how people take Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s words and they twist it up to mean what they want it to mean, because his meaning was so much deeper. Only the deep-hearted people who truly could understand exactly what this man saw with his eyes can truly understand exactly what his words mean. I'm one of those people. We black folk think that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. only wanted to do for just us. He said in his I Have a Dream speech, he is waiting for the day when all man is treated equal. When all man is treated equal. Yet, we black folk think that that only means all black men are treated equal. And that's it. I want to offer you guys this on the flip side. How many of you thought that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. wasn't sold out by some of his own people? How many of you thought the KKK didn't buy off some blacks to find out what Dr. King was doing? How many of you didn't think that some black folk were snitching on him and telling the authority on him and getting him in trouble? If you said that you didn't believe they did that back then, you're wrong. They did it back then and they still do it now. Let me tell you something about black folk. Black folk look out for their own. And that's it. Their own. We're not the type to sit there and play games with you. We're looking out for our own. See, here we go. See, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. wanted everybody treated equal. He wanted rights for everybody. He didn't want blacks being told they couldn't go anywhere to eat or anything like that. Now, let me tell you something. I'm going to give you a disclaimer right now. Some of the things I'm about to say in this episode is going to piss a lot of you off. It's going to piss off some black folk and it's going to piss off some white folk, but it's going to piss off everybody. And I'm telling you, today I'm willing to give you that knowledge even if it makes you mad. Let me tell you something. Whether Dr. King did what he did or not did not mean that the world was going to stay that way. Have we not seen the change in the progress of society? That things seem to change. Whether that was going to be Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. or it would have been some dude named Brandon Smith Howard or whatever. One way or another, there would have came somebody was going to make that social change that Dr. King was trying to make happen. Somebody would have made it happen. We give reference to Dr. King like he is the only person that really wanted to see change for blacks. No, he wasn't that he was the only person. It was the only fact that he was the only person that was able to do it. He had the platform to be able to make it happen. His father was a pastor. He had his father's church. That's so he can reach most blacks. Would a person who basically sleeps in their mom's basement, would he have the same equal opportunity as Dr. King? No, not really. He would not have been able to have the same platform to reach blacks. See, Dr. King was special because he also had title. And his title got him places. And whether people want to admit it or not, say what you want. But Dr. King was able to reach the masses. He was able to because he was able to put their behinds in them church seats. Ah, see. This the knowledge right here. See, y'all gonna get mad about what I'm saying. Whether Dr. King would have done it or not doesn't mean it wouldn't have changed. I'm going to give you guys a perspective, my perspective on how I believe the social change would have happened in the world regardless. And the reason as to why that same social change is keeping the world from going insane right now. There is one thing that the world believes in, that currently right now is the one thing that unites us all: sex. Sex. Money doesn't unite us. Power doesn't unite us. But sex does. Sex unites us all. And I'm going to explain this why. Because I've already developed this theory. See, let me explain this to you. Back then, little boys couldn't whistle at white women in public. Emmett Till tried and got killed for it. But what makes you think behind closed doors, them white women weren't jumping on the Mandingo penises? What makes you think they weren't? What makes you think that those white women weren't having sex with black men? If you truly believe that these white women saw these elephant trunks in these men's drawers, and they didn't just hop on them or do whatever they want and enjoy themselves while they did it, then you's a fool. Use a fool. I offer you this narrative. Some of the same people that marched with Dr. King are some of the same ones that got their daggone willies wet with a white woman. Yep. Some of them are the same dudes that got their willies wet with a white woman. Ah, see. When I offer that, then I'm not making sense now. Come on, chosen one, you're pissing some people off, but I'm willing to go there. See, I have every reason to believe that as long as these white women would have continued to want these black men, eventually they would have been sick and tired of sneaking and hiding in the closets and stuff like that to have sex with these men, sneaking in the alleys and going in the back of cars and stuff like that. They would have gotten tired of hiding their love for our black men. They would have gotten tired of hiding their love for our black men. So, see. Eventually, those women would have marched for every powerful man there was at that time. There was an even more powerful woman. See, every single man back then during that time had a woman behind them that orchestrated everything. JFK did not just walk outside the house looking like saliva spit and his wife just let him go. No, that woman made sure he looked good. That woman made sure he was dressed sharp. President Barack Hussein Obama had Michelle Obama. And guess what? Michelle made sure that his behind was dressing sharp. Michelle made sure that his behind was articulate. See, y'all not ready. See, like I said, for every single last powerful man, there was a woman with just the same amount of power. See, y'all, okay. If Dr. King didn't do it, then what would have happened is some other white person would have. And eventually, somebody white with a little bit more pull and a little bit more power than Dr. King has or had would have made that social change happen. Because she don't want her big Mandingo Trump penis stupid, she would have pushed for them to get educated. She would have saw the pain in his eyes. She would have wanted something for Valentine's Day and he couldn't get it because, oh, you know, he don't make as much money as white women do or as much as white man does. See, back in the day, when we were slaves, when our ancestors were slaves, because we weren't slaves, when our ancestors were slaves, the women was being impregnated by the master, and they would have kids. And those kids, master would turn into a slave when those kids got older. Put them right outside in the cotton fields to work with the rest of the niggas. But then here's the problem. It's the problem. You think later on, black men wasn't having sex with white women? Oh, they were. And the white woman was addicted to that Mandingo Trump. See, the thing is, back then, women could not really go to the store and buy themselves a model penis of a black man's situation. They couldn't go get them a dildo that was the model of a black man's situation. They couldn't. So you know what they had to do? They had to settle. And they didn't want them little pencil penises. So they said, I don't want that. Emmett Till made a mistake. He whistled at a white woman in public. But I got every reason to believe that if Emmett Till would have whistled at a white woman, or even said something to a white woman, or a white woman walk in while he's in the bathroom taking a piss, that she would have saw that Mandingo trunk and she would have wanted that damn thing. See, y'all don't even understand that women back then didn't have all the same advancements in birth control and stuff like that that we have today. They didn't have that. They didn't have contraceptives and stuff like that. So when a woman got wet, a woman got really wet. When a woman was horny, she was really horny. Now, y'all can think that I'm not making sense with this, but I'm going to ask you this. What makes you think that those women would not have done whatever they wanted to do or would not have gotten together to do what they wanted? You think it was, okay, see, it's a lot of us blacks, yes. But then what would have happened if some of those white women would have started marching with the black men? Suppose those white women would have met up. You think of one of them random average white women would have met up with Dr. King and try to help them get the word out. And Dr. King would have helped every way he could. See? See? In a minute. See? And y'all can sit here and say that my idea doesn't make sense. But I'm going to tell you, I have every reason to believe that these women would have made the movements happen that needed to make the social change. Because white folk would have been on, because those white women would have been on the same side as black men. They would have felt that their love is a love that should be okay, that no one should hate them because of the love that they have for someone black. See, back then, if you love somebody black, you was called a nigger lover, okay? And your own people ostracize you. But I got a question. How can they ostracize you when too many of them is saying something? Y'all think that the same number of white women that existed did not outcount the number of blacks in one neighborhood? Yeah, okay. Okay. Do your homework. You have no idea. I want to leave you with this. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was a strong man, but somebody would have been eventually. And if you believe that things would have stayed the same, then do understand you're sadly wrong. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. did not abolish slavery. That was a white man. Abraham Lincoln, who himself owned slaves. He wanted to make a statement, and boy, did he. And what happened? His face get put on a penny. A penny. That ain't worth nothing. We fight for Harriet Tubman's face to get put on money. But let me tell you this. The main reason why I'm not so up for Harriet Tubman and all the rest of them face getting put on stuff is because Harriet Tubman wasn't the first one to do it. If you do your homework, Harriet Tubman was one of the people that did it. She just happened to get more notoriety for it than the other person did. I want to see an Asian American's face put on some money. I want to see us start talking about an Asian American and giving them some props. Let's start talking about Hispanics, stuff like that, and give them some notoriety. See, the problem about it is we don't talk about other people. We only want people to talk about us. Sometimes we as blacks can be so damn selfish and we don't realize it. No, we do realize it. We realize it. And we're doing it intentionally. Thank you guys for being on my show today. And remember, we need to make change happen, not just for ourselves, but for everybody. Jumbo au hebar rasaburi. Assalamu alaikum. And a good morning to each and every one of you.